You are the best audience we ever had. You are. And tonight your eyes threw shining coins at each other and us. And we felt the showering goodness bring us down from our wire. We flew up on the next tune. We fell back down on the spines of our refrains. This'll be me, we sang. On the bridge, on the fiddle bow, we drew across each other. At one time, we were all three in love with Pretty Molly and Sarah Jane in the city, Rose and Lucy and Miss Lydia in the country, and in the mountain folds of our dreams, June Carter. None like her. June Carter. June Carter, this'll be me, sweet singer. This'll be me. We sang at the hand-hewn door to be let in Christmas Eve, at the head of the key in the prommed-up high school gym, at the too young to be married wedding receptions of some of our crushes, at the Mount Mitchell Ranger Station parking lot because our instruments were in the van and who would stop us, and at that Krispy Kreme in Extra Illaville for the lost girl who was never found but came back on her own. Years and years later, Pretty Anne in the asylum. This'll be me. We sang on the courthouse steps for a return engagement on July 4th in Extra Ellenville. Two bars into the second piece in our set, a hippie in the audience shouted out that there was a song about the last Leviathan. Did we know that one? And started singing in the middle of our tune, interrupting us, but probably too stoned to have tracked that. She sang, a ring of hearers forming around her. We plowed on. The idea of a band is to set out and not sail back. Her ring of listeners widening, the span of it growing, the depth and her focus. It was total focus. She had words to the song. She was singing words, but they were whale sounds. The last calling of the last whale alone, when whales still were around and were flying sea drums in pods with their reverb up beyond max. She was like the National Geographic recordings of them. A solo whale could sound everything in and on the underwater mountains and plains. It was a pretty great thing. Good that we have the recordings. And we quit playing in order to let her go on. She was going in so far. One of those hippies 80 or more years old that come right out of the earth. You see more and more of them if you're a musician with the dirt and desire still on you. And you recognize that they have mud and want still on them. Faces and arms and legs and clothes mottled where rain hit the dust on their skin and splashed and crusted when they ran for shelter from it. You notice that. You notice that sometimes they are wearing Walmart reflective vests over their hippie stuff, or they have a Burger King crown on. Disco wands on necklace strings hang from their necks. This was a long song, with between the phrases silences. The silences that come after Leviathans, that were there, but are gone. After a while, it felt right to join her, to join in, like she had thought and everyone there had thought we were dead. But we returned to back her, sounding quiet as shut school books. We backed her, wailing. Well, there's not a better word for it. She was wailing. If you have known an old human that everyone agrees has something real wrong with her, because she is more like a young bear or wet, stumbling deer or unweaned weasel or newborn bee than a boy or a girl, you have hoped they could come from where they have been and be human. But why wish for that? Why, if she can sing like no human anywhere? You are. You are the best audience. we have ever had. Except for that audience for the hippie woman. They were better than you, to tell the truth. We were on a tour. It was what we called our tour, though that wasn't at all honest. We asked her to come along. She didn't. We didn't ask twice. She wouldn't have survived the road reel. You had to be real road to survive the road reel. We were paid in food and beer, a place to sleep sometimes, cash enough for gas and van repairs. At the grand closing, for a deadly hot springs that killed over 20 in 2 years' time, we sang for $60 in goods at the town's True Value Hardware. We split that between us on different things, but bought 6 rolls of duct tape for the common good. We have moved on. There are no small towns like other small towns. All small towns are unlike the places you dream you will go to. This'll be me. We never will know anything like you.